Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to dive into how to turn your life on. Own your purpose, presence, and platform. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. It's Marathon 88. It's going to be epic, and we're going to dive into that in just a second. Before that, let's talk about the iTunes review of the week. And before that, let's talk about the sponsorship message. This week, this is brought to you by Burn It Up Coaching and the 21-Day Challenge. Burn It Up Coaching is the company that sponsors and puts this live stream marathon on, Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. And the 21-Day Challenge is for you if you feel stuck, overwhelmed, lost, or just like you're spinning your wheels. You're on the hamster wheel of life. You can't get off. You don't feel like you're making the real progress. You feel like there's a hole, an incomplete, something that's not working in your life. And I'm here to help you figure out what that is, get crystal clear on your long-term goals, your bigger purpose in life, meaning and purpose, your mission, your why. Break that down into bite-sized steps, help you be present every single day, to be fulfilled, to be full of joy, full of life every single day with your presence. And then also to get clear if developing a platform is something that's important to you, we can work on that. It's 21 days of one-on-one accountability. And if you want that support, if you want your breakthrough, we'll do as much as we can within those 21 days. It'll be your goal, your top priority within those 21 days, and I will support you in achieving that. If you want to find out more, send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook and let me know you are interested in the 21-Day Challenge. I look forward to talking to you about your 21-Day Challenge. Next up is the iTunes Review of the Week, and this week it's by Lauren Mushu. Lauren says, great work. I'm so impressed. I've yet to listen to all the episodes, but this podcast is gold. Practical, relatable, inspiring, and uplifting. Chris is super committed to his craft. His energy is off the charts wonderful, and he's truly magnetic. Highly recommended. Thank you so much, Lauren. I appreciate you. If you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store, and you can find us there. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. I love you. I appreciate you. And let us know what you love, what you want to see more of on the show, how we can make it even better for you. Let us know. Now, I'm going to be talking about how to turn your life on, own your purpose, presence, and platform for the next 40, 45 minutes or so. And today's theme is what turns you on. Guess what? What turns you on? What turns me on is serving people, doing this 12-hour marathon, learning, and there's so many amazing things that show up with this question. There's such a world of possibility of creation with what turns you on. What makes you come alive? What makes you feel like your life is meaningful? Like you're on track, like you're the creator, you're in control, you're free, you're having fun, you're playing, you're adventuring, you're in wonder and in possibility. That's really where this question hits home for me. My girlfriend asked me yesterday, Chris, what turns you on? I was thinking about what's the theme I should do for today. I said, what should I do? I asked her. She said, well, what turns you on? What do you want to talk about that turns you on? I said, that's it. That is it. Let's do that. Absolutely. So what turns me on is truly being of service, being in my gifts, showing up and loving people, letting them know they're loved, helping people own their voice, empowering people to be seen, to be heard, to be loved, to be understood. One of my favorite things to do. Super, super grateful. So in this hour, we're really going to be talking about how to turn your life on, how to own your purpose, your presence, and your platform. Specifically, I created this title and this headline. The theme my girlfriend helped me create, this headline is because I have been so laser focused on serving millennial men. 26-year-old millennial men who have the external success. They have the cars, they have the house, they have the women, they have the money, they have the things. Now, they might be doing things and going places and traveling and all these awesome things. And no matter how much they do or achieve or acquire, that hole within themselves never gets filled up. They still feel incomplete. They still feel like they're not there yet. They have more to do. There's more to grow. It's not enough yet. There's this big not enough feeling that plagues them. And so I love working with them to help them discover what their purpose is, own their presence, and master their platform, create and launch and grow their platform to get their message out to the world. So that's what we're going to be talking about during this hour, is a little bit more about that, how to do that, all that good stuff, and why I got to this point in my life. Because for me, every time I get on the marathon, I have to share about my story and my journey. That's, in some capacity, it always comes up. And it's good. It's practice, right? Owning your story is one of the best things that you can do to start to master your purpose, be present, and when you develop a platform, you really have to master your story to be able to do that efficiently and effectively. So owning your purpose, for me, my journey, I could care less about purpose. 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I could care less about presence. I could care less about platform. I didn't even know what platform meant. Because 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I just wanted to be an electrical engineer. I wanted to make $60,000, $70,000 out of college. I wanted to just fit in. I didn't want to rock the boat. I wanted people to leave me alone. I wanted to be my own man and do what I want when I want. I want to play video games and say, world, I don't need you. I'm going to be the superhero here where I'm in control, where I feel powerful, where I feel like I'm needed and wanted and loved and listened to, and my actions make a difference. And it really led to a dark part of my life. Getting into trouble. Getting into addictions. Feeling alone and isolated, like I didn't matter. And the world would be no better or less off if I was or wasn't there. So for me, that was a time in my life where I experienced the contrast. And that's super huge for people who have a message or a purpose. Typically, when you know you're meant for something more, something greater, there's some kind of trauma or pain or suffering or contrast, as I like to call it. Contrast is just noticing it's something you don't want. It's different. It is not your preference. It's not in your highest and best good. It could be, you know, contrast from what used to be and what is now. It's contrast. It's different. And so what is now might be exactly in your highest and best good. And you might be turned on by it. And to be turned on, to have that polarity of on or off, you have to have the awareness of when you felt off, when you felt disconnected, when you felt alone and isolated and hopeless and broken down and defeated. It's super important that you know about that when you experienced something like that in your life. Because without that contrast of me feeling like the biggest disappointment, even though I knew my parents loved me the whole time throughout, even when I was being a silly, silly person. I was being super silly and I was young, foolish. Even throughout that, they loved me. I had people looking out for me. I had angels, guides, the universe had my back, God had my back. So even when I was in that period of my life, I was still supported. So I'm super grateful because today I'm alive because of my purpose. I'm alive because of what I get to do every single day. I'm alive because I'm present in the moment. I'm not staying stuck in the past and I'm not somewhere in the future. I'm here and now with the woman of my dreams, with a business partner who inspires me, with a team, with a mastermind. Shout out to Paul McFarlane, Kara, David, Tina, Petia, the most amazing people in my life. And it wouldn't have been possible unless I had gone through that contrasting experience and dark time in my life. So I'm super grateful for it. Without it, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be this driven, passionate man who's with you today. I wouldn't have this drive because I know what it's like to suffer. And I want to make sure that nobody goes through what I went through, that pain, that difficulty, that suffering. So that's why I'm here. That's why I love the work that I do. But the question is, how do you get there? You know, I'm here today interviewing almost 500 leaders, experts, role models, people who've changed the world on my show, on this podcast. Travel the United States to speak on different stages, hosting my own live events, coaching leaders, influencers, world changers. How did I get here? And the very first thing that I did is I hired a coach. I hired a successful coach. He had built a multi-million dollar operation in Rancho Cucamonga, Southern California. His name was Lee Adams. I hired Lee when I met him in Toastmasters. And he coached me on the fundamentals of gratitude, of love, of goal setting, of business, and like having someone who believed in me so much, who saw the greatness in me, who wanted me to succeed so much. It was empowering. I had seen my parents, my mom and my dad, want me to win and cheer me on and encourage me. But I had never felt like they were the people who I wanted to be around. And I sold myself the story that I didn't care. I didn't care about them. I didn't care about what they thought. And deep down inside, I was super insecure and didn't know that what they thought of me was running the show, was running how I saw myself and how I felt about myself. So I keep working with Lee, and he helps me discover about loving myself and being grateful. It's such a powerful first part wherever you're at in your journey. If you are not practicing gratitude and you feel stuck, you feel overwhelmed, feel lost, stressed out, that is the fastest tool, resource, action to start making progress wherever you're at. People in personal development, coaches, high performers, they've heard it a million times. And if you're not practicing it, it doesn't matter how many times you've heard it. If you're feeling like crap, because you say, I know that, and you shut yourself off to learning, you're not a student, you're not open, you're not willing to listen to the people around you, to life, when life delivers a messenger or a message, if you're not listening, then it won't make a difference anyways. If you're not willing to listen. And after life does that enough times, it'll start sending some more intense messages and messengers, as the case of my deep, dark place of my life. When I was alone and isolated, life kept saying, hey, wake up, you're off course, you're off track, you're off, bro, you're off alignment, get back on, figure it out. Get back around the people who lift you up rather than take you down. Get back around the positive, inspirational sources, not the people who are troublemakers and lead you astray and talk down, talk bad about you. So I had to go through this phase in my life where I discovered gratitude and self-worth again. Granted, at that time, I had like zero self-worth, zero self-confidence. I was a terrible communicator. I thought I was hot shit, better than everyone else, deep down inside. Like, it's so funny because on the surface, I was like, okay, you know, like, I don't have anything to say about me being better than you. Like, you're smart, like, cool, you do you kind of thing. Underneath that, I thought I was better than everyone else. Guess what? Underneath that feeling of the story I told myself was a fear that I didn't want to acknowledge. I didn't even want to look at it. I didn't want to even touch it, go anywhere near it, that I was unworthy, that I was unlovable, that I wasn't enough, I was too small, too weak, not making enough money, not handsome enough, not pretty enough, beautiful enough, good looking enough. There were things that were wrong with me. All these stories. I was afraid that that was the case. And so thankfully, I started being able to dialogue some of these things over the next couple of years. After hiring Lee, I went to tons of seminars, personal development events, invested tens of thousands of dollars into my growth. And through that process, I discovered the power of sharing myself in a very real way to people who I trust. Sharing myself vulnerably. Luckily, I believe I believe I've been one of the most progressive sharers of my past and things that I've been through, traumas, emotional breakdowns, because I freaking wanted it. I wanted to break through. I wanted massive success, the woman of my dreams, to travel the world, all these things, the external things. Like, I wanted them so bad and I wasn't getting them. So I was like, man, there's something that's broken and wrong in me. So I'm willing to just bear it all. Just throw it out on the table. Just let go, release it, break through it, whatever it takes. Because I'm freaking hungry. And I've always had that tenacious nature in me. I love video games. I'd play for hours and hours and hours and hours on end, like so focused. When something had my attention, had my desire, like can't stop me. Can't freaking stop me. I'm going after it. And I'm getting it. So I went through that growth of investing, going to seminars, discovering that I have to share these things, these deep, dark fears and insecurities to be able to access that deep layer that I was so afraid of, people finding out. And other people share things like abuse, being mistreated. You know, oftentimes women are very ashamed of being raped, and they keep that buried down deep inside. They never want to look at that. It could be, you know, financial bankruptcy that people go through that they're super afraid of. Whatever the thing was, there's always like a story on top of the thing that is the complete opposite of whatever the fear is. For me, I was insecure that I wasn't enough. So I had a story that I kept telling myself that I can handle anything. I'm fearless. I'm tough. I'm a warrior. I'm tough shit. Try to fight me. Try to punch me. But underneath that, there was so much uncertainty and lacking confidence. So I discovered that over time because I started sharing these things. People kept asking me questions and I was curious. That's super essential, right? We are going to be focusing on the purpose, the presence of the platform. And I just want to let you know how I got here and the key things that were important for me. I was always curious. I was always tenacious and curious. I was curious about what it was. I asked myself lots of questions. I journaled. I was super introspective. I dialogued as well. I dialogued with other people as well as I went back to my room and I journaled and I said, why is this going on? Why am I stuck here? Why is there a block here? What is the limitation? What is the thing that's preventing me? Where am I stopping myself? Where am I self-sabotaging? I was always curious about that. So if you are missing some of those things, that might be some of your access to growth and progress. Gratitude, curiosity, being willing to share these vulnerabilities. Those are all foundational, fundamental parts in my journey. Make sure I write them down because they're powerful. If you do not have a pen and a piece of paper and you're writing these or taking notes and you're like saying, hey, you're right, Chris, I do have some work to do on these areas. I haven't been vulnerably sharing. I haven't been practicing gratitude. I haven't been curious. then you better start. Put it in your schedule. When are you going to do these things? How are you going to do them? Let's get to work, peeps. So I started going through this process of self-discovery. And oh my goodness gracious, wouldn't you know it? To be able to own your purpose, number one, you have to be aware of what your purpose is. Well, how do you get there? Before that, before you become aware of what your purpose is, you have to know what kind of a person you are. You have to know what you value, what's important to you, what would get you out of bed in the morning, what wouldn't get you out of bed in the morning. I'm sure you have lots of evidence of that. What would you be willing to give up? What would you have to receive to be willing to give up money? What would you have to be willing to receive to be willing to give up women? What would you have to be willing to give up? I'm asking this a funny way. To live your purpose, to get what you want, would you be willing to give up the money, the women, the house, the cars? Like, what's a higher priority and a higher value for you than those things? Owning your purpose first starts with being aware of who you are and what your values are. And I'm super grateful because I talk about this a lot, what you value, what are your passions, what brings you alive. And a quick exercise to do is to ask yourself, write down, put on a piece of paper, put a line down the middle. This credit to Silo Moses, amazing guy out here in Las Vegas. And he said, write down 20 things that you don't stand for on the left, and on the right, write 20 things that you do stand for. So 20 things you don't stand for, injustices, things that get you pissed off, things that you hate seeing in the world, things that are travesties, that are broken in the system, heartbreaking, things that happened to you that were contrasting, that were burned in and etched into your mind along your journey. Say, I hate that. I don't stand for that. Can't tolerate that. And on the other side, right, the things that you do stand for. You stand for people, their rights, freedom, abundance, money, travel, adventure, family, loyalty. What are those things for you? Super important to be aware of what your values are. When you have those both written down, 20 on both sides, what you don't stand for, what you do stand for, take the top three of those values, of the things that you saw come up, the things that stood out to you, and those are your core values. Those are what you stand for. That's what you want to champion in the world. That's what you want to be a part of your business model, a part of your message, a part of your purpose, a part of why you show up every day. How are you ingraining and integrating those things into your daily life, into the culture in your company, into the work ethic that you have? How are you creating activities in your life out of work, fun, play, and adventure or leisure activities, hobbies that support those values? So that's super important to get clear on your values. And then when you find those values, then the next step is to figure out, hey, what's the vehicle that I can create or move into the next step to be able to get these values into the world? And I like to use the analogy of look at the end of your life. And if you accomplished this vision, mission, goal, purpose, whatever it is, if you accomplished it, and you died, or if you got as far as you could, if you got X goal, left X legacy, did something before the end of your life, or you worked your entire life towards something, what would that be? And it probably has to do with something that you stand for, something to do with those core values, a vision of the world that is living those core values. That's typically something that has to do with your purpose. Now, here's the thing with your purpose. It will refine over time. It will evolve. Have patience with yourself. Be willing to be flexible and change it, all that good stuff, because it does evolve as you go. So just remember that, okay? Super, super important that you have that patience with yourself. And write out your purpose. What do you feel like your purpose is? We also have a statement of purpose, which can help you with this exercise, which is located at burnitupcoaching.com/free gift, I believe, or free gifts. It's either with an S or without, but I think it's free gift, free gifts. And you'll find the statement of purpose where you can write down your purpose, your vision, mission, strategy, objectives, all that good stuff, to be able to determine what that is. So that's really powerful and important to know. And that's how you get a rough draft of that. Cool or cool? Very cool. The reason why purpose is first is because before presence, before platform, is because without knowing what's important to you and your why and why you wake up and what brings you alive, then you're not going to be willing to do the other steps. You're not going to be willing to dial in your presence, get present, breathe, do your daily routines, daily meditation, daily habits, and you won't be willing to do what it takes to put yourself out there and build a platform and build that, make a huge impact in the world. And maybe you already have a level of success. If that's you too, that's great. These are still applicable. Knowing what's important to you and knowing what your values are is essential to be able to live a congruent, aligned life. If you feel like something's been kind of off, you've been trying to fill a hole, you're feeling incomplete, when you understand who you are and what you stand for, that's when everything really starts lining up. It's super powerful. So own your purpose, number one. Get that clarity, have that front and center, turn it up, put it on a wall. Number two is the presence. And this is essential because I had to learn how to really be with myself, how to be in my body, how to appreciate my body, how to take care of myself, how to be healthy. And presence also relates with other people. How do you listen to other people? Do you care what they're saying? Are you curious about them? Are you in the moment, or are you trying to think about your business or tomorrow or yesterday or 5 weeks from now when you're in your vacation? Presence is really about being where you are and having the habits and the disciplines to maintain that and to maintain the connection, to maintain the love and what you're doing. So for me, if you're not meditating, if you don't have some kind of mindfulness practice, if you're not breathing and being present, you are severely missing out on a huge joy and gift and treasure of life. Because to be present, that's where the magic happens. That's where the miracles happen. That's where you experience living a miraculous life. Because if you're not present, you'll go out, you'll look at the tree, and you'll be like, it's just a tree. There's some leaves, there's some bark, there's some branches. Cool. Bye. If you are present, you'll say, holy moly, this is a tree. Look at all the cells that came together. Look at how much this thing is growing. The process of photosynthesis that takes sunlight, freaking sunlight, can't even touch it, and turns it into fuel for this tree. Tree soaks up sunlight and it lives on sunlight. How amazing is that? And oh my gosh, the exterior it's built to withstand the nature and the elements. And just the process of being a tree. Why does it shoot its roots down into the ground? I don't know, to soak up nutrients. How incredible. And you can only access that level of wonder and experiencing the miracles of life when you're present. Some people, you know, this device, this cell phone that I'm holding right now, has as much technology in it, in this cell phone, as an entire warehouse building floor did for a computer back in like the 60s and 70s. This cell phone has more computational power, more ability to do all kinds of different things, all kinds of different applications, camera, calculator, take notes, access the internet, social media, video editing, banking, like holy moly. The ability of this phone is ridiculous. And yet we take it for granted because we're not present. Presence has been moved off the shelf. And we've been taught to achieve, to do, always be going, always be building, always be creating. Because that's what fulfills. When you finally get there, when you get to the house, when you get to the woman, when you get to the car, when you get to the $1 million a year, that's when you'll be fulfilled. No. Wrong. What is fulfilling is being present and experiencing the miracle, the appreciation, the wonder of this life. You've got a house put together as plumbing, as electricity, how the houses are shaped, how the walls are put together. There's different rooms sectioned out off different rooms. There's different materials that it's constructed with. There's carpet, there's tile, there's faucets, there's toilets, there's showers. Oh my freaking goodness. The multi-function of a house is incredible. When in the past, people just used to have a tent, a stick, and some tarp around it. That's your house. A stick and some cowhide. That's your house. So be present. Presence is essential. As well as connecting with other people, look them in the eyes. Look them in the eyes when you're talking to them. Give a hug that lasts 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 60 seconds. Appreciate people. Let them know they're loved. Say thank you. Say please. Slow down. Breathe. Breathe. Essential for being present. Next is the platform. What's the platform you are creating? I have this 12-hour marathon. This thing is so special to me. It's my baby. It's also fulfilling my purpose. My purpose of impacting people. My core values are joy, love, and growth. As long as I'm loving and being loved, as long as I'm growing and helping others grow, as long as I'm joyous and helping others be joyous and have fun, I'm living my freaking purpose. As long as those three criteria are met, good to go. That's my rocket fuel. And this is my platform where I do it and live it and be it. And Paul McFarland says, when a vision becomes so vivid, sensual, present, specific, detailed, lush, and real in your mind, if you can hold it there, you can hold it in your hand. Can is the powerful word there. I love it, Paul. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The platform. Not everyone wants to be in front of a camera. Not everyone wants to have their literal voice be heard. Not everyone wants to write or text or create blog posts or write books. Not everyone wants to do these different things. I love being visible. Personally, for me, that's what I love doing. And I love working with others who love to be visible too, because there's a level of transparency. There's a level of being the role model. There's a level of showing up and enjoying being in the spotlight and performing and adding massive value and entertaining that, for me, helps me come alive. So I love helping these men, 26-year-old men, develop that platform that's really going to leave an impact in the world. It's really going to change the world. It's really going to leave their mark on the world. It helps the world come alive. I'm super, super grateful that we have this 12-hour marathon. Interviewing almost 500 people in the last 2 years, Marathon 88. How much I've learned, how many people have shared their life stories with me, how many people who I thought were inaccessible, untouchable, until I had built this platform. Like, man, it's mind-boggling what I believe is possible now that I just felt I was so distant from 2 years ago. Who am I? Who am I to ask you for? Who am I to get your help on? And even though I say that, 3 years ago, I asked Lewis Howes to be a part of a compilation book in person. I met him at a live event. And I said, hey, will you contribute to this book? He said, yeah, send me more details, man. And so I sent him details, and he said, here are my five lessons, et cetera, et cetera. So I've always been bold in my requests. I didn't complete the book, and I asked because I was committed to building that platform. And even though I didn't have this 12-hour marathon, I was still asking people and making those requests. So I've always had it within me. I'm grateful for that. And now I attract amazing people onto this platform. And if you don't feel like you are worthy of talking to or hanging out with your heroes, you don't feel like you're worthy of reaching out to Chris Burns, reach out to me, send me a message. Would love to hear from you. And the point is, when you create a platform, it's something that you have that's valuable that you can offer to people to say, hey, I've built this. I would love for you to be a part of it. I would love for you to come join the fun. Come join the value that we are delivering to the world. Come share your gifts. Come help us achieve both our cause as well as your cause. How can we make this a win-win? How can we help you ignite people's passion, turn their lives on? That's what I'm doing. I'm having people come on this 12-hour marathon who are turning people's lives on. We're having them come alive. So much passion, so much joy, purpose, presence, and exuding their message on the platform. So get clear on what is the way that you want to deliver your message. What have you already been doing? What's your genius? Have you had a natural inclination to speaking? Are you really, really great in conversation behind the camera? Maybe you're not great on stage, you're not great in camera, but when you have a conversation with people, you entertain, you add massive value. It's a great experience for anyone who listens to you. Maybe in the boardroom, in a meeting, in a team meeting, you love talking to people in a team meeting, but when it comes to getting on stage or getting in front of camera, you're afraid. You have hesitations, you have resistance. You're not comfortable there. Good. Just know if that's you, you probably belong in the spotlight, belong on a microphone, or belong in front of a camera or on stage. If you're great, you got great energy, great message, you're a great communicator, you got to use your gifts like that. Now, let's say you really, 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 really don't want to get in front of a camera or have your voice be heard for whatever reason. You can still take your voice and transcribe it into text or a book, blog post, whatever it might be. Let's say you're not a great typer or a great writer. You can still take your voice and transcribe it into a platform, website, blog, whatever, LinkedIn, social media, that works to your strengths. Now, let's say you're not very good at communicating, you're not very good at writing, or let's say you're not very good at communicating in person, but you're amazing at writing. Then you write. You write your book. You write your blog posts. Type. Let's say you're not good at talking or writing. You're not a very good communicator. Totally cool. It's all good. What you do is you get the people who can show you how to do the bare minimum to get to where you need to go. So let's say the people, for example, the people who are on the house remodeling shows, right? The flip and fix shows. Those people might not be the greatest communicators. They might not be the greatest writers. Might not be great on camera, quote unquote, or on stage. And they can find a team or an opportunity where they can share their message in a way that people want to tune in. They're entertained. They find the team who can highlight their work, their genius, their skill, their leadership, their results, their transformation. I love the fix and flip shows. That's awesome, Petty. Fix and flip shows are just one of the many examples of people who probably didn't have a huge inclination to get on TV. Maybe they did. Maybe they applied. Maybe they've been wanting to grow their business. But I think oftentimes, ice road truckers, people who have shows created about them, Dirty Jobs. I think Mike Rowe. I think he was a performer before Dirty Jobs. I think he wasn't doing dirty jobs, and then said, "Hey, I'm doing all these dirty jobs. You should come film me." And I think it was, he's a performer. And then he said, "What's a good idea to give people entertainment? It's to go do dirty jobs." I think. So find out what your platform is to get your message out. And have a lot of fun doing it. You deserve it. This has been an absolute blast. I'm loving it. Loving you. Hope you're having your best day ever. And just know that you deserve to know your purpose, to live it, to own it, to master it. You deserve to experience magical, miraculous wonderment and possibility in your presence, in your present moment. And you deserve a platform where you get your message out to the world. You start your platform, you launch it, you grow it. People find out about you. They get more value. You add your light, your gifts, your service to the world. You deserve that. And so does everyone who benefits. So if you want to know how to turn your life on, how to truly be the man of your dreams, how to truly make that impact, truly grow yourself and live a life that you're proud of, send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram, @BeYourGPS. Facebook is @TH3Burns, facebook.com/TH3Burns. You can find me there. However you find me, know that you deserve to turn your life on, own your purpose, your presence, and your platform to live a fulfilled, epic, freaking life. Because it's all we have. You're not promised tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. Question is, how are you going to invest today? How are you going to invest your life force? People are gone today. They were here yesterday. They're gone today. They're wishing. Some of them are wishing would trade anything, would trade the world for just another day. And you have it. You have what they would kill for, what they would trade the world for. The question is, do you value it as much as they value it? It's the same 24 hours. What do you do with it? How do you invest it? How do you spend it? Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. We'd love to hear what your big goal is, your big why, your big purpose, how you are going to develop your presence and your platform. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you stay tuned into Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Every Wednesday, we do these 12-hour marathons. Come say hi. And we're going to go to our first break of the day. We'll be right back with Mr. Christopher Cumby in just a few minutes, so make sure you stay tuned. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.